On the show today, we have MyTech's Sarah Clark talking about four mobile predictions for 2016. So let's dive right into it, if you like. Let's go straight to number one. Mobile wins with account opening race. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, our specific prediction is that mobile account opening will overtake desktop account opening by 20% in 2016.
What? 20%? Wow.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like this prediction, based off of my interactions with credit unions and banks, mm-hmm. is a slam dunk.
Okay.
If you look at 2015, one of the amazing milestones of 2015 is the fact that web traffic in general from mobile devices overtook desktop in 2015. Yeah. Google mentioned that. That's something that's been widely reported on. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true with customers wanting to open an account or onboard to new services. They're doing it increasingly from their mobile devices. Mm-hmm. That's exploded, mm-hmm. and increased exponentially throughout 2014 and 2015. Yeah. And we see a very common story that, as far as digital account opening goes, a year ago, 2 years ago, it was maybe 10% coming from mobile devices, mm-hmm. and now it's very common that it's half.
Yeah.
So that's really grown, and it will continue to grow. So we see it as easily exceeding desktop by 20% within 2016.
To be in this industry since internet and all that type of stuff, and then seeing the advent of mobile and all that stuff, it's just mind-boggling to see. Gosh, how the branch has taken a back seat to all this stuff. I mean, even the desktop has taken a backseat to mobile, and it's just amazing to see just the momentum that has occurred just over in the last 2 or 3 years. Like you mentioned, it's an incredible story.
Yeah, and phones are getting bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have an iPhone 6 Plus. I do everything on it. The screen is big enough. There's been a tremendous movement around creating responsive sites and making things mobile optimized. Yeah. So, of course, it just kind of feeds into the trend. Mm-hmm. So it's a consumer preference, and that's being satisfied. So more consumers are doing it. So it's amazing to be able to be anywhere and kind of do what you need to do,
exactly.
kind of no matter where you are.
Yeah,
so.
I can't tell you how many times I've like transferred funds from one account to another to go purchase something or something like that just on the fly. So in that case, yeah, very cool. Let's go to number two here quickly. Biometrics are becoming the norm. I'm finally glad to see this because we've been talking about this since the 1800s, it seems like. I mean, it's just like, I'm finally glad to see biometrics taking a front seat here.
Yeah, yeah. Explosive growth in biometrics in 2015. Our specific prediction is that in 2016, biometrics will be used by nearly 50% of mobile transactions, including banking, shopping, and enrollment.
Wow.
To state the obvious, tons of people are using their fingerprint to access their device now, and that's been fueled by Apple and Google. But what we really think is exciting are biometrics such as facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Been around for many years, mm-hmm. But we're really at this tipping point where mobile devices have a lot of processing power, the technology is mature, there have been some successful pilots, and there's an overwhelming industry need for a better way to authenticate users. The whole kill the password movement,
please.
that exists for a lot of really good reasons, data breaches, usability. So we really see 2016 as being the year that biometrics are going to take off in terms of being more widely adopted as part of mobile banking, mm-hmm. apps, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So being able to log in by basically snapping a selfie.
Yep.
It's a great user experience. It works well if implemented correctly, of course.
Right. Yeah.
And devices are more than powerful enough to handle that.
Thank goodness. Yeah, I can't. Oh, man. I mean, if anybody's ever gone to any Finovate, I mean, that's been one of their biggest presenters over the last few years is all this biometric stuff that people are having. And like you said, the selfie thing and your eyes, your fingerprint, your face, all that type of stuff. I'm finally glad to see that that's really taken a front seat now.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. Number three here. Smartphones get smarter than people when it comes to fraud. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is like, we should have put this one number one with all the fraud stuff, all the fraud talk going on right now. Can you dive in a little bit deeper on this one?
Yeah. I mean, this, of course, is an area where at MyTech we innovate daily. And it's really exciting to see some of the things that we can do. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we mention in the prediction is with respect to computer vision and being able to detect whether an identity document, such as a driver's license, is authentic or not. Mm-hmm. So one way, of course, to combat fraud is to be sure that you're dealing with a real person and a real identity and a good identity.
Yeah.
And one way to solve that problem, of course, is to ensure that the user shows you a valid driver's license. Yeah. Now, with users using their mobile device to do everything, the technology is now available where you can have them scan their driver's license with a mobile device, and you can have computer vision look at whether that license is real. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is that this can be done at a level that's so much more accurate than if you were just looking at someone's driver's license.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Computer vision can look into the format and into the colors and do a really true authenticity check. Hmm. Whereas if you're looking at a license, you're going to say, oh, yeah, that looks like a real license.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You can actually let users use their mobile device to onboard and show you an identity document through that process, and you can get more security by using that than you might during an in-person interaction.
Wow, that's so cool.
So that's one example. Yeah. I mean, when you add that to the fact that devices are packed with functionality that can be leveraged to fight fraud, like geolocation and the accelerometer, how is someone holding the device? Mm-hmm. There are so many features that when you put them together in an effective way, we see it as bringing fraud down significantly when we're talking about the digital channel.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's no more going to, well, I mean, there's still going to be, but it's like what's on the way out the door is like, oh, can you take out your driver's license so I can see it, please, to verify your identity? Now it's just like, here it is on my smartphone. Can you check it from there? So, I mean, that's fantastic. And it's just one less thing to carry around in your wallet or whatever you're carrying around these days. So very convenient, very cool. All right, number four, real applicants get the respect they deserve in the mobile channel. What do you mean by this?
So what we mean by this is today, when someone does try to sign up for an account using a mobile device or any digital channel, they fill in their info, and that information is cross-checked in order to verify their identity. And what happens is you have 70 million millennials that have thin financial history.
Yeah.
You have about the same number of adults that are underbanked or unbanked. And without a financial history, your identity can't be verified using that traditional method.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So because of the advances with being able to scan identity documents and using biometrics that I previously mentioned, we see those methods as being plugged in to the account opening process instead. Which means that it's more inclusive. So if I'm a young person and I don't have financial history, I can't be asked knowledge-based authentication based off of my mortgage or anything like that because I don't have that history.
Right.
But I do have an identity document, and I can scan that and have a great user experience and be approved through the channel that I want to use to onboard. So we see that as becoming a method that's widely adopted, which results in those customers having a better experience with being able to get to that instant approval.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, because I mean, that's something that, you know, I've totally forgotten about in my later years here is like how difficult it was to like get a loan for a car or anything like that when I was younger, even like in high school or college. You know, it's like, you know, you always have to have your parents as a co-signer or somebody as a co-signer to develop that credit. And you bring up a solid point there that, you know, these folks need to be, this needs to be addressed so they can have some purchasing power when they get a little older. So good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep.
Anything else to round out the top four mobile predictions here, Sarah? Or, I mean, these are fantastic. So, I mean, they're very timely, obviously, and I can't wait to see what's around the corner in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, 2016, I think, is going to be a year of rapid adoption of mobile technology around identity verification. And, of course, I think about this all day because our products have a lot to do with that. Yeah. But it's really exciting to see, you know, an industry need and the mobile device and the different types of products from identity document scanning to biometrics, yeah, kind of reaching an inflection point of maturity and user experience that we're starting to see some great implementations out there.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I've been saying for the past few years, gosh, actually probably for the last 5 or so years, like, these are really exciting times to be in the financial services industry, and it keeps getting more and more exciting with all the payment, yeah, stuff and the biometric stuff that you brought up and the mobile. I mean, it's just, man, it's almost like sky's the limit. You can't wait to see what's coming around the corner next. It's so, it's actually really kind of fun. And I can imagine, yeah, your job is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Doing all this stuff every
day.
It is. Well, very cool. Great message to end on, Sarah. Thank you so much for these predictions. We'll get these posted for you quickly and look forward to seeing all of them coming true in 2016. So well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.